Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks as always for being with us. Our hope is that these couple of minutes every single weekday would offer encouragement as you launch into your day. If you're new to these, we do these every Monday through Friday and we alternate usually between Pastor Chuck and myself, and we'd be honored if you'd consider sharing these with a friend. Our hope is to encourage more people. And also, if you ever have a podcast app on one of your devices, you can search for this podcast and hit subscribe. That's the easiest way for your device to automatically download it each and every weekday. Well, recently we've been talking about this idea of hurry sickness. If you missed it a few weeks ago, our definition of hurry sickness was when you have a behavior pattern that is characterized by continual rushing and anxiousness. And so one of the reasons we've been talking about this is that there's a lot of challenges to the spiritual life. There's a lot of things that keep us from growing spiritually, and there's a lot of external ones. But honestly, internally, there's the sense of we're always in a hurry, we're all always in a rush. In fact, there was a book that talked about three symptoms of hurry sickness. Symptom number one is when you move from one checkout line to another because it looks shorter or faster. And honestly, when I read that one, I was thinking, well, who wouldn't do that? Symptom number two, when you count the cars in front of you and you either get in the lane that has less cars or the lane that is going the fastest. Again, I'm like, no duh. And then symptom number three, multitasking to the point of forgetting one of those tasks. And honestly, I think all of us have some version of hurry sickness. But when you think about just the danger of that, it gives us the rationale for actually needing rest. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, he says in verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." And so if you're to think about why would we need rest, why would we take a few minutes in the podcast to talk about this week? Well, one of the reasons is because so many people are stressed out. People are just so tired by all the stuff that's going on that instead of going home and having life-giving moments, they just binge-watch stuff and they just numb themselves out. Another rationale for rest is there's strain on so many people's lives. We don't know when to stop, or even when we know when to stop, we can't stop. We keep wanting to fit more stuff in. A third reason that we need rest is because of all the strife that's in our life. We find ourselves getting mad and frustrated and annoyed just a little bit too easily. And then a fourth rationale for rest is just the everyday struggle. There are so many people that even when they try to get rest, they find themselves distracted, they find themselves fidgeting with stuff, and they just don't know what to do. And so today, I want you to think about the rationale for rest. Do you see any of these symptoms in your life? And here's why this is so important. Because what is at stake is huge. Hurry robs relationships. It robs joy and gratitude and appreciation. It robs us of wisdom. It robs us of, honestly, everything that we hold dear. Spiritual growth, healthy relationships, family, thoughtful work, creativity, and generosity. There is a lot at stake when we don't have rest. And so think about the words of Jesus today. If that's you and these symptoms ring true for you, he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." So today, I want to encourage you, come to the one that can give you rest, Jesus himself. And I want to encourage you to join us back in future podcasts as we dig deeper into this and in a week or so give you some practical next steps on how to slow down your life. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekly podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.